You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Around, you know, up to 8 or 10,000.
Shit.
The Wire.
Israel's invasion of Lebanon has led to hostilities at the Israel-Lebanon border being their worst in over a decade. As of the start of October, over 1,600 people have been killed, including 100 children. Over 1 million people have already been displaced within Lebanon. UNICEF, the United Nations International Children's Emergency Fund, has been working to provide aid in Gaza since October last year and has now shifted into Lebanon. They have stated they are committed to staying on the ground and expanding their programs where possible, despite challenges. I spoke to Tess Ingram, a UNICEF global spokesperson, about UNICEF's work to deliver aid in the region. Ingram has spent recent months in Gaza and is now on the ground in Beirut. Can you describe what has been happening in Lebanon since the start of this month?
So we've had an escalation in tensions in Lebanon, which has seen increasing airstrikes across the country. I'm here in Beirut, which is the capital city of Lebanon, and can tell you that it's been quite loud almost every night since I've been here, with bombardments, particularly at nighttime. What that means is we've seen an increasing number of children killed and injured, but also displaced. Lebanon has now seen 1.2 million people displaced across the country, which is about a fifth of the population. And we estimate about 400,000 of those are children. These displaced people need everything. They need food and water and clothes. I spoke to parents at shelters who told me that they fled with their children in the middle of the night and they really only have the clothes that they're wearing.
And how are people in Beirut feeling as a result of these attacks?
People are frightened. Parents are frightened and stressed. But more than that, children are. When I spoke to children at these displacement shelters, it was really clear that children had been exposed to witnessing horrific events as they were trying to flee to safety. Children were telling me that they heard the explosions or even that they saw them. One little girl, while they were on the highway trying to leave the south of Lebanon for Beirut, she saw a car next to them hit with an airstrike. So children are traumatized by what's happening, and they need support as soon as possible to try and help process what they've seen not allow this to become long-term impact on their mental health.
The bombings have also disrupted the start of the school year in Lebanon. How could this impact children?
That's right. School was meant to go back last week, but it hasn't. The schools are busy, they're full, but they're full of people who are now living there rather than children learning. So we know that the longer children are out of school, the less likely it is that they'll go back. And not only does it affect their learning and development, but schools are safe places for kids that provide structure. So without school, there is also an impact on children's mental health, and that compounds the trauma that they've experienced in this conflict. So we really want children to go back to school as soon as possible. And UNICEF is working on a plan to try and resume learning for children in Lebanon with the Ministry of Education here.
And what could this look like?
It's in the early stages. We need to figure that out. But it could be remote learning. It could be setting up schools outside of the school buildings, maybe in community centres. Or it could be trying to get children back to learning in a school building because there are still some schools that aren't being used as shelters.
And how does this situation in Beirut and Lebanon more widely connect and compare to what is happening in Gaza?
It's really hard to compare two conflicts because the contexts are always unique, but these two contexts are inextricably linked. It's very hard to separate the thinking behind the parties to the conflict in Lebanon and in Gaza, what's driving them and what their actions are. So it's very clear that we need a ceasefire in Gaza to help with a ceasefire in Lebanon.
And what is driving this conflict in Lebanon?
That's a bit hard for me to answer because I can't really as a humanitarian, I can't really talk about the military actions.
I can rephrase the question slightly. This was in the context of Israel stepping up their bombing of southern Lebanon today. Does it seem like this invasion is likely to escalate, or are things going to calm down?
It's really hard to predict what is going to happen in terms of the military activity, but any sort of escalation in the south would be catastrophic for the people there. There are thousands of families that remain in the south of Lebanon, and we don't want to see their homes ruined, their water cut off, their health infrastructure impacted, or worse than that, our ability to reach them with essential life-saving supplies impacted. I went to the south to a town called Tia last week, and people are really worried about the attacks coming closer to them, but also them being cut off from the rest of Lebanon.
And what can be done by New Zealand and other countries to support the Lebanese population? Is aid reaching Beirut?
Some aid is reaching Beirut. UNICEF is bringing in supplies as much and as fast as we can. But one of the key things that needs to happen is we need to ensure that these humanitarian access corridors, these supply routes, remain open, because, of course, many airlines have cancelled flights into Lebanon, and so it's getting tricky. And road access is also difficult in this region. So it's important that the international community considers that and helps humanitarian agencies like UNICEF continue to bring aid into Lebanon. And of course, we need to mobilize as much support as possible for this humanitarian response in terms of funding, in terms of aid, because the needs here are enormous. People in Lebanon were already struggling before this conflict. It's the fifth year of an economic crisis here. And so there's many vulnerable families that are now on the brink.
And what do your immediate next steps to support people in Lebanon look like?
We are rolling out supplies and services across Lebanon, including delivering these essential supplies to shelters to help people get through this immediate period of displacement. We're also bringing in medical supplies to help bulk up the resources at hospitals, healthcare centres, and emergency first responding teams. We're rolling out services like medical care at shelters, but also mental health and psychosocial support and recreational activities for children. And we are really trying to reach as many people across Lebanon as we can, from the south to the north.
That was Tess Ingram, global spokesperson for UNICEF, about their work to deliver aid on the ground in Lebanon.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.